Without motherhood, there is no prophethood. Women, they are my role models. My mother was and still is a highly significant woman figure in my life, a strong and independent woman. Up to this date, I can still recall how she raised the six of us by herself, since Dad did not stay with us. Day and night, she fulfilled her duties, both as a father and mother to her six mischievous kids. What a tremendous job she did. Apart from the motherly character I treasure having, I am also fortunate to have three elder sisters. Two of them got married even before I could spell the word airplane. With the three siblings that I have this one sister that is very much dear to me. Our age gap is 8 years, and gap did not hold barriers. In fact, we remained so close together, and my love for her as my sister did not waver. We did many things together, like spending time, enjoying the beach, and would go cycling together, and so much more. Aside from our weekend activities, we both loved cleaning up the house while listening to the radio, blasting Bon Jovi, Debbie Gibson, and Roxette songs out loud. Last but not least, of course, our home alone pastimes were totally enjoyable. We sang aloud, danced to our favorite music, and did some aerobic workouts. It was extremely fun. In addition to this, I have a dad only by name. I never felt a father's love. I only see him performing his prayers and nothing more. I can still recall when he encouraged me to pray. Unfortunately, I did not give any importance to his words. We barely communicated, nor was I even with my two brothers. I never felt close to them. I also did not experience brotherly love. Maybe this explains the reason why I am much more comfortable with women around me than men. In this fast-paced world where women no longer choose to stay at home, they should be given a chance to explore, to do business, and to be a helpmate to their partners. I started the Step Up movement. It is a platform to process the struggles of women and youth through education, empowerment, and enrichment programs for the purpose to stand against bullying and emotional abuse. I am determined with this campaign inspired by the story of a girl who grew up from a poor family. Her dad was a barber and her mother served as a maid. She grew up in rebellion, physical abuse, and all sorts of social disadvantages. But among all this, it gave her the strength and she held on to her high hopes, dreams, and ambitions in life. She became a worldwide media mogul with an Emmy Award-winning show, a successful magazine, and an established acting career. She is Oprah Winfrey. She is the first African-American syndicated talk show host, and she is the first African-American woman billionaire, Forbes 2003. With the income and wealth derived from her production company and other efforts, she has chosen to donate significant amount to charities and other philanthropic causes. What she said was, "I don't think of myself as a poor, deprived ghetto girl who made good. I think of myself as someone who from an early age knew I was responsible for myself and I had to make good." Oprah Winfrey. It is a prerequisite for peaceful global development that the rights of women be respected. In conflict-ridden areas, in particular, the violation of women leads to the continuation of oppression and suicide from generation to generation. I am a woman in the process. I'm just trying to be like everybody else. I try to take every conflict, every experience, and learn from it. Life is never dull. Oprah Winfrey said that. With the same alignment, the objective of this book is to spread the message of love, peace, and freedom. We want to focus on the fact that women should understand their roles and responsibilities drawn upon them. Women do not have to do what they are forced or succumbed to. They have the choice to abide to it with faith and love. Despite having been through an almost fatal accident that could have led me to paralysis, life goes on. Handling businesses, I am set to empower, educate, and enrich women and girls from all walks of life. Recently, Malala Yousafzai, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, has already fought for several years for the rights of girls for education through her heroic struggle. In 2011, Tawakkul Karman received the Nobel Peace Prize. She was a young Yemeni activist who organized protests within Yemen for freedom and human rights, heading the organization Women Journalists Without Chains. She has strongly urged the world to work to end poverty and increase human rights, including women's rights. To me, she hit the nail on the spot. Rather than working on the surface of issues, we need to work on the core, the root of the problem. And for every problem, I believe there is a solution. The purpose of this book is to eradicate poverty of the pockets and to rewire the poverty of the mind. I believe with the five secret formula of success, think, reflect, understand, take action, heal others, the readers will be highly inspired and motivated and will be able to contribute to improving their own situations. My goal is to eliminate financial struggle in any part of the world and for any race, gender, and religion, and for people to realize their full potential. We want to promote the belief in women that they can achieve financial ability and stability in or outside of their home. We want women to embark on an entrepreneurial journey, tapping on their God-given talent and passion. Women need to address their battle against the extremism of cultural twisted belief system that women are merely homemakers and baby makers. If you are a mother, especially a stay-at-home one, it is a gift. Women need to realize this fact that without womanhood, there is no prophethood. As a mother, emphasis is placed on giving full consideration and respect to her needs and wishes. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Paradise lies under the feet of your mother." From An-Nisa. Whether you are single or married, a mother or daughter, the message is one. Ladies, a man is not a financial plan. As per quoted by Kim Kiyosaki, the wife of Robert Kiyosaki, author of the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was the first book I read just upon graduation from college, and I am glad I did. See, you rule your life and you have one lifetime to live. It troubles me to hear that many women do not know they have equal rights and are seen as equal to men in the eyes of God, the Almighty. The Holy Quran is unique among all scriptures. It repeatedly emphasizes this equality by addressing both men and women in its verses. Islam teaches that both men and women are equal in the sight of God. Allah states in the Holy Quran, "But whoso does good works, whether male or female, and is a believer, such shall enter heaven and shall not be wronged, even as much as the little hollow in the back of a dead stone." This is in chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. And in another chapter, Allah says, "And think of the day when you will see the believing man and the believing woman, their light running before them and on their right hands, and it will be said to them, 'Glad tidings for you this day. Gardens through which streams flow, wherein you will abide.' That is the supreme throne." This is in chapter 57, verse 13. And in another chapter, God says, "Whoso acts righteously, whether male or female, and is a believer, we will surely grant him a pure life, and we will surely bestow on such their reward according to the best of their works. This is in chapter 16, verse 98. So this makes clear that in Islam, there is equality between men and women. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "It is the duty of every Muslim man and every Muslim woman to acquire knowledge." Ibn Majah. At this juncture, I am certain many readers, men or women, you either agree to the above or you are already beginning to label me as a hardcore extremist feminist. As much as I hate to admit it, I was a hardcore feminist once. I did hate men to the extreme. But only as years passed me by, I began to experience a different view and opinion about men at large. I was taught, you do not hate men. You hate their actions. First, let us address what is feminism.